If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Good morning, sunshine. 7 a.m. on Saturday. Time to talk to your favorite handyman.
I'm so happy to talk to you. You've been my go-to guy for years.
So cozy up with your coffee or get to work. But whatever you do, keep that radio on and tuned in to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou.
Who's better than Lou? Nobody.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Good morning, everybody. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, by wetandforget.com, and by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. A little bit later on this morning, our New to Lou 2 is going to be about a desk that moves. Right? That's a good way to say it. No? Doesn't move? What would you say? A desk that moves. A workstation that moves.
And keeps you active.
All right. There you go. And then I love honey. I love honey.
Do you, honey?
I do, honey. Hi, honey, by the way. Welcome
honey.
Back.
I know.
How was your trip?
It was wonderful.
We almost have the whole band back together. I was told that Susan Berkus was going to be here this morning, but I am always happy to see Dave Schwann. David, nice to see you here.
Likewise. Good to see you and Lindsay. We've got Sam Panayotovich here.
So what's going on that we have a sports reporter? Did you draw Sam a short stick, or is this a new thing that nobody told me about?
I was told there was a one-person tryout. And it was just me.
You know, it's funny.
Sam, you're doing it.
Yeah. What's interesting is we've had a little bit of turnover in the sports department here at WGN Radio. You know, people moving on or whatever. Sam, you're all of a sudden the grizzled veteran.
Weekend mornings.
Right?
I'll be with you the whole way.
That's awesome. So this is kind of as of right now, a permanent thing?
Started today. It'll go tomorrow, Saturdays and Sundays from 7 and noon.
Well, welcome. That's awesome.
Good to be
That's
here.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're here. That's terrific. So Sam's going to be doing the – I was flying back from – I was in New Jersey this week, and the Masters had just started, and I'm not a huge golf fan, but all the men on the plane all had their smartphones out and their tablets, and their you hear all these guys going, oh, man, can you believe it? You know, they're all chit-chatting back and forth, all these just random men talking about the Masters. But I guess there's something about the Masters, even if you're not a golfer. Are you a golfer, Dave Schwann?
I am. Well, I try.
Oh, so you would follow the Masters?
More or less, I would follow it. And it is one of the great events in all of golf, and the location as well.
Right.
You know, Augusta, Georgia, it's just one of those beautiful locations.
Sam, have you ever watched Showtime does a thing called they carry a thing called 60 Minutes Sports.
Yeah,
have you ever seen any of those?
Yeah, of course.
It's very well done. And I was in a hotel in New Jersey, which I don't ever watch Showtime, but I'm flipping through, and I've seen a couple of good ones. And this they had a really good story on Bubba Watson, right? You know, right before the Masters and
2-time winner.
Yeah, and he was playing golf with his wife, who's a former Division I college volleyball player who's 6'3", and evidently a pretty good golfer. And then his caddy and then, like, his financial advisor. And he just spent the whole time, and his financial advisor is his childhood friend. And he just spent the whole time just jawing at these guys while they're playing golf.
There is a lot of trash talk in golf.
Yeah, it's surprised. Unbelievable. He's like, oh, man, I can't believe you hit the – how many – you know, and it was actually quite interesting. And his story is interesting. I mean, he's, a pretty good golfer, although I don't think he's doing very well at the Masters right now, is he?
I don't think he is. Doing better than Tiger, though. Isn't it weird just not to see Tiger out there? He didn't qualify. He still hasn't played this year with the bad back. But it's not the Masters to me without Tiger Woods.
I know. I saw, what was it, the cover of Sports Illustrated? You know, it's the biggest what happened or the biggest fail. No one can explain it, you know.
A lot of back pain, a lot of drives over the years. By the way, did you see Ernie Els had a six putt?
Yeah, that was
day one.
To start out,
like
right?
The first hole.
Oh, that would be like me golfing. Right?
Yeah, I don't golf myself, but yeah. I could probably put it in less than six.
You know what my excuse for not golfing is, don't you, Dave?
What are you? Well, you're working 7 days.
No.
That's
no.
Your
well,
excuse.
I work a lot. Yeah, but I'm too young to golf.
Oh, you're
I'm too young to play golf.
Too young to play golf.
Right.
I think I started.
It's golf is for old people.
Actually, my dad got me out when I was about 13 or 14.
Okay,
so
well, maybe,
I've been at it.
Sorry,
I've been at it a while.
Geez, I'm sorry that Dave's mic just went off. Isn't that funny? I don't know what he's talking about. Real quick, congratulations. Yesterday, the announcement of the new inductees into the WGN Walk of Fame, which was started, I believe, 3 years ago. And I have the honor of having a plaque out there as well, which is it's a wonderful thing, and I'm very blessed to be recognized. The new crop is a nice mix of people you may know and people you do know and people you might not know. Max Armstrong, of course, longtime agricultural voice here at WGN Radio and broadcaster, just a rock solid guy, and very happy for him. Floyd Brown, who was a veteran broadcaster and had a career here at WGN for 28 years. Jim Carrillo, who everyone knew as JC, started here at WGN in 1970 and rose through the ranks to become the head chief engineer here for years, and shepherded the whole changeover of building these studios, not once, but I think three different times.
I was going to say it was more than once.
Oh, yeah. And he's just a terrific guy. I had the pleasure of working with Jim for many, many years, and very happy for him. Dan Fabian, who was had a career here at GN from 65 to 96, and he worked in almost every department and became vice president and general manager. Interestingly enough, he left in 1996. I started in 1995. And only had met him like once or twice, so I certainly knew who he was, but I was just this kid that was coming in for a half an hour, you know, every now and then with Roy Leonard, so he is being placed in the Walk of Fame. Marilyn Miller, you've heard that name. She was the first woman to produce a major market morning drive radio show in the United States for Wally Phillips. So think about that, Lindsay, as you have been producing here. This was the first woman to produce a radio show in the United States.
She was actually here when I started.
Really?
Not as a producer, but...
Right. Yeah, amazing. So congratulations, sir. Tom Peterson worked at WGN since 1982, when Lindsay was two. And, right? Is that right?
Yes, it is right.
So, Tom, as you know, was a longtime head of news here and news broadcaster. A terrific talent, and Dean Richards, who I've known my whole time here and have had the pleasure to work with here on the radio as well as at WGN TV. He is a class act, a super talent, and probably one of the hardest working guys in show business, honest to goodness. So congratulations to all of them. The ceremony is going to be May 27th, I believe, something like that, coming up. So it's always a nice event, and very, very happy for all those inductees. Congratulations to all of them. 7:21 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Gary in River Forest. Gary, you're on WGN. Good morning. All right, let's try this.
My daughter is looking at a house to buy.
Okay.
And there seems to be a problem. Seems to be a problem with water. There's moisture on the concrete floor on a 2.5-car garage. You drive in, split-level house.
Okay.
About 40 years old. And it's right over the bedrooms as you drive in. The garage is right over the bedrooms.
Wait, the garage? Wait. The garage is, there's bedrooms in, there's a basement under the garage?
There is no basement.
So the bedrooms are above the garage?
Correct.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Drive right in.
Okay.
And then you walk into a partial basement into the house, and there's a door there. Then you walk upstairs, but the main problem is there's moisture all over the concrete floor.
Okay. Is there? Is it, so this is like a tri-level house?
Well, I'd call it a bi-level.
Bi-level, okay. Okay. And so right now, when you walk in, it's just, the concrete's just wet.
Yes, the whole floor.
Okay. Well, and she bought this house or she wants to buy it?
No, they're looking. They already made an offer.
Okay.
And
then they said, Dad, would you come and look? And you said, what's with all this moisture on the floor?
I looked at it before. And I was in the construction business myself. And I know concrete, you know, roofing and those fields. And when I saw this concrete floor, I forgot to tell them this might be a major problem.
Well, okay, let me ask you this, Gary. Is it is the concrete sound? Does it, and when you look at it, does it look newer, older?
Oh, it's the original. It's
okay.
50 years old.
All right, so it's the original, and it's in pretty good shape?
Yeah, it's in good shape.
Okay, so a couple things.
The entire floor is full of water. It's full of moisture. You
all right.
Reach down, and it's all wet. You can even see it.
All right, so a couple things. It's probably that there's no vapor barrier underneath it.
There is no crawl space.
Right. So it could be, you know, it's a water table level issue, and there's a couple things that can be done. You can try when it dries out, you know, when we get a little drier weather, at some point with the door open and everything dried out, you can try putting down a super sealer that will essentially create a barrier to force the moisture other places. You
right.
can also cut in a corner, cut a corner of the concrete out and dump a sump pump pit in there with some holes in it to grab all that moisture and, you know, just the groundwater, because it just must have high groundwater. And really all I got to do is go down about 2 feet probably and then pump a pipe right outside and just grab the water and go.
But the problem with that is you have to go down from the basement. You have to drill wall. You have to drill through the wall because the walls are concrete poured. So you'll have to dig on the outside at least 4 feet to get your drill in there.
Why couldn't I? But why can't? Why can't
I? Out because you have to core the concrete wall out from the outside. You cannot do it from the inside.
No, no, but why can't I, if it's a garage, right? If I'm standing in the garage is at ground level, correct?
No, it is not. That's the other problem.
Oh, so you drive down to it?
Yes.
Ah, all right, well, let's see. That's more information. Okay, well, those are two options. If there's no water in the basement that you can see.
Well, see, the basement is a partial basement.
Right.
And you just walk from the garage.
Through that, and then you go
out
of
the car, right through the door, and you walk upstairs into the kitchen.
Okay. Then, based on that, knowing that you go down to it, then I think that what you're probably, that house is probably a candidate for, is some perimeter drain tile and a sump pump.
Yeah.
To grab all that moisture. And I mean, something like that, just as a guess. You know, you have to think about a number that's probably anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000.
Right.
So if they love the house and they're like, Dad, I love this house, I want this house, then they just have to think about it like that. And probably the best bet is to negotiate some of that and then call PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL to have you come out and give an estimate to it. Appreciate the phone call. It is 7:27 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200 on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. I've been driving
all night, my hands well 7:40 in the morning. I started to tell you about how I love honey. And later on... What's that?
And then what happened?
And then we got distracted.
we
I got distracted. But we're going to talk to somebody about beekeeping. This is a huge trend. And we're going to talk to a beekeeper at Rains Honey Farm, and it's a member of the Illinois Queen Initiative, about the growing trend in beekeeping and what all the buzz is about. That's coming up a little bit later on this morning as well. My wife grabbed me yesterday, and we went to go see a movie in the afternoon, which we do sometimes on a Friday. And we went to go see, do you know what we went to go see?
I do.
Oh, you do? Hello, my name is Doris. With Sally Field and Max Greenfield from New Girl?
Oh, yeah. You're right. I think that is his name.
How old is Sally Field? Don't Google it. Dave Schwann, how old is Sally Field? Don't Google
I'm
it.
Going to take, I'm not Googling it. I'm going to take a guess, and she is probably around 70.
Lindsay?
I would say 65.
People listening? She's 69.
Oh.
Okay. It's such a cute movie. It's really a cute movie. And there's this, she plays this hoarder, kind of this older lady in a young environment for work. And there's all these young people. It's this interesting juxtaposition about this younger generation and all the things they're into and her.
Hmm.
You know who else is in it who's very good is Tyne Daly. You have no idea who that is.
I don't.
I know who Tyne Daly is.
I know you do. Listen, I was at a meeting this week with my wife, or last week. No, this week. And we were with a bunch of people who are in their 30s. And I said something about, well, you know, like Kojak. You have no idea who Kojak is. And neither did these people in their 30s. Who's Kojak? Sam, do you have any idea who Kojak is?
Not going to lie, I don't.
No idea.
Who loves you, baby?
Who loves you, baby? Telly Savalas? No.
Is that with a C or with a K, Kojak?
K.
With a K.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't know who Kojak is.
You know why? Because we're old. Right.
I wasn't going to say it.
All of you listening that know who Kojak is, just take it in. We're old. Kojak. And I'm thinking, how do you not know Kojak? And these people that I'm talking to that don't know Kojak are your age, born in the 80s.
Sam, so, you and me, we're like, although Sam when you
yeah, Sam, I think, I think Sam's younger than you.
We're like millennials.
I think
we're
Sam's.
Like
I think Sam's a millennial. You want to be, but you're not. Keep talking. Okay. So they have no idea who Kojak is. Who it was a detective movie, Sam, back in the 70s, which is why you wouldn't know. And he was a detective. He was Kojak. And he was bald. And he's actually, I believe, Jennifer Aniston's godfather.
Okay. I know Columbo. I don't know Kojak.
Well, sort
Columbo
of.
Columbo and I are friends.
Are you?
Yes.
On Facebook?
No.
No. there's a whole Facebook thing in this movie. I love Doris, or Hello, My Name is Doris. I'm telling you, go see this movie. It's like an indie kind
cool.
of movie.
I think I will.
Yeah, it's
I've
really, it's a sweet story. And this young man, Max, I think it's Greenfield, Carmen loves him on New Girl. He's super funny. And their chemistry between he and Sally Field, who looks terrific and is really good in this movie. So it's a smaller movie. You're not going to, you know, it's not going to be like Star Wars, but it's good. Oh, there you go. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines now. This is Kathy in Northbrook. Kathy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I'm glad to talk to you.
Oh, me too. How can I help you?
Well, I've just been diagnosed with a lot of allergies, and I'm looking into a whole house water filter.
Okay.
I'm wondering, are they any good? And if so, do you have any recommendations? I found two. And I don't know anything about them, really. One is called Crystal Clear, and one is called Pelican.
Okay. And are you going to have these installed yourself?
Yes.
No, I mean,
what?
You're going to do it yourself?
Oh, no. It's a whole house thing. It's a big device.
Lindsay, what was the name of the guy that we had on the air about water filtration? Remember, he was mad at me at first, and then he became my friend. Suburban something? Suburban water something?
Suburban water filters?
No, suburban water.
Suburban
water something.
I'm going to look for you. Hold on.
Okay. So, Kathy,
mm-hmm.
Every one of these filter companies will tell you they're the best.
Of course.
And it's like anything. It's the people that install it and know what the heck is going on that matter most, and the fact that we need to test the water. Now, you're in Northbrook.
Yes.
You're pulling water out of Lake Michigan.
Yes.
And so the nice thing is it's a really nice source to begin with.
True.
But, you know.
But they put chlorine in it and fluoride and
correct,
all sorts of things
correct.
That are not good for us.
Correct. And so, you know, those whole house filtration systems can really make a difference. Now, the thing is how it gets put in and where is critical. So there are some units that you can put in that are just for the kitchen sink.
Right. But and I have a little one there, but I was looking for the whole house so there can be showers and baths and things
okay.
that work.
What's the name of that company, Lindsay?
It's called Angel Water.
Angel Water.
Angelwater.com.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Suburban. It was a South Side.
South Side. Mm.
Providing Illinois safe water for life.
Well, there's one of them, but that's not it.
Okay.
We had him. Remember the guy? It's like.
We interviewed this guy, too.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this isn't the guy that didn't like me. It was a guy that called and complained that you're giving bad advice about water filtration, and I've been doing it since the 60s. And he sent me this kind of stern email. But then when I had him on the air, he was really very knowledgeable and has been, you know, doing water filtration. I will find the name of this guy and give it out because I really liked his story and the experience. But remember with the whole house stuff, then you're filtering every bit of water, including the garden hoses.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So you may need a little piping to you don't need to filter the garden hose.
Right.
Right. When you're watering the grass and the flowers, because you'll burn through the filters and all of a sudden it gets super expensive.
Oh.
Suburban Softener Company.
That's it. Suburban Softener Company. Southside, right?
708? Southside. 708.
What's the number?
708-687-6311.
And they do water filtration, too. And so if you start with them, just to get another opinion, with the brands, they all do about the same thing.
Okay. And the person from Crystal Clear was, the company was Heatwave. Have you heard of them?
I have not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all about, I want people with lots of experience.
Yes.
And the thing is, right now, because the whole, I mean, Mike Steven this morning was talking about, you know, the lead in the water early this morning and his concern for that, which he should be. And he's got a little child and, you know, he's worried about that. It's a hot button item. And what worries me about this is a lot of people coming out of the woodwork because it's such a hot topic and people are like, oh, we can do this. We can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go with people with a lot of experience.
Right.
I don't want you wasting a lot of time on people that don't know what they're doing and can really tell you the tried and true methods and the tried and true filter systems. And brands have very similar technology, so I would default to the pros to get you where you need to go. Appreciate the phone call. 7:48 in the morning. Quick break, and we'll be back right after these. 7:53 in the morning. Time now for our Noodaloo 2. So I get sent stuff all the time. PR people pitch me stuff all the time. And this one local PR agency pitched me this product that we're going to feature as Noodaloo 2. And I and Lindsay, too. And I think we went back and forth for a few months. And I was like, eh, I don't get it. I would never use this thing. I've seen this in ads, and it just seems kind of, I don't know. It doesn't seem like I want to do anything about it. So then I was in the WGN sales office. And we have a lovely woman that works here named Maureen McDonald, who's been here quite some time. Maureen is awesome. She works really hard. She's 6 feet tall. And in her little office, we got to get a bigger office, in her computer, because she's so tall, her computer monitor is stacked up on top of 3 or 4 reams of paper. So that she's not hunched over like Quasimodo. Take a listen to this Noodaloo 2.
You've seen it, I've seen it. We've all read the warnings that claim sitting too much is a big no-no. Sure, you can remind yourself to take breaks or use those apps and trackers that'll remind you to get up and get moving.
Go!
But do you actually heed the reminders?
No. Well, this week's New to Lou 2 is meant to help employees nationwide live more active lives. The Very Desk is one of the simplest standing desk solutions on the market for workers looking to combat the negative effects of sitting at a desk all day long. The line of height adjustable tabletop desks allow users to work while standing and sits on top of existing furniture with little to no assembly.
No way.
Currently, I'm a mom on the go. I would actually pay money to be able to sit for more than 5 minutes at a time. So the Very Desk really isn't for me right now. But we turn to WGN Radio's Supervisor of Sales Administration, Maureen McDonald, to get her opinion.
Well, I'd been having back pain for quite some time, and I didn't know why. But I do know that I sit at my desk all day. I'm tall and probably stay stagnant for longer than I should. I try to make a point of standing up periodically and walking to get water or to talk to a coworker rather than send an email. But when things were busy, I really just wouldn't want to take that break. Then came the Very Desk. It lets me stretch my legs and give my back a break, but still stay focused on the task at hand. And, thankfully, it comes in a size that was able to fit in a very confined, tricky space. I have a corner desk with overhead shelves on both adjacent walls. I have the smaller 30-inch version, and it's still able to hold my two monitors, two speakers, my mini fan, stapler, water bottle, all the stuff I normally have within arm's reach. And it's easy to change from standing to sitting and vice versa. So thanks, Very Desk.
Stand-up desks have been a growing trend in recent years. Actually, Reuters named 2015 the year of the standing desk. Who knew? These desks can get crazy pricey, but the Very Desk actually starts at just $375. Something to think about. To find out more about Very Desk, you can visit verydesk.com, V-A-R-I-desk.com. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNRadio.com, also up on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it.
And for,
that's this week's New to Lou 2.
And then you can't tell this on the radio right now, but I'm standing.
Me just, too.
Right. We're both standing to in honor of the Very Desk. And it's one of those things, unless you notice it or you see the issue or the problem, how valuable it is. And there's also a saleswoman here who has a version of it, not the same one.
Right.
Not the same company, a different version.
I don't think so, but...
And I looked at Maureen's office, and I've seen Maureen in her office with the stacks of paper, and I would say to her, what is going on? That is the craziest setup that you have. And then all of a sudden, this Very Desk comes, and then right around the corner is this saleswoman who has a version of it. She, oh, I love it. She was standing there, typing away, and so we thought this would be perfect. Let's get have Maureen try it, and... By the way, she sounds fantastic on the radio.
She does. Great radio voice.
So this is a cool idea. And, you know, I was thinking it would be a neat thing even in the radio world. Now, I know sometimes radio people, some consoles are standing. Like, what's his name?
Steve Dale.
Does he stand?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Where? We don't have a standing console. He just stands?
He just stands.
Right. But, like, you know those struggling morning people, Eric and Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
He stands.
Oh.
So, like, where I'm standing right now, this whole console is up, like, probably at 45 inches. So everything's up here. You know, the whole idea is, like, oh, you're standing, yeah. It gives you the blood flowing, whatever. You know, it hasn't worked for him because no one listens to them. But now I'm going to sit. I think it's a cool idea, and you can check it out. Vibe about it. Go to VibeScore. Download that on your app. At the App Store, and you can vibe about it. Tell us what you think. It only takes 3 seconds to switch from standing
she
to sitting.
She did say when I because we actually sent it to her about a month ago.
Right.
And I checked in with her last week and said, okay, I think this is the week we're going to feature it. How are you liking it? And she said, to be honest with you, I haven't really been using it as much as I should right now.
What?
Because for the first 3 weeks she had it or 2 weeks she had it, she used it all the time. And she said her back pain completely went away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and so now it's like, I'll just sit.
Right. But she said now
lazy.
That you're...
Lazy. That's the problem with Maureen. She's always been lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's how I would describe her.
Right. That would not be the word I would use. Well, that's good. And she still has it and still is using it.
Yeah, but I mean, she said it really worked so much that her back pain completely
that
disappeared.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Hey, by the way, come out and see us next Saturday. We'll be broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip on Saturday, April 16th from 7 to 10 a.m., enjoy live music as well as a free breakfast and refreshments courtesy of Gravy in LaGrange. Plus, the first 300 attendees will get a goodie bag from Fox Home Center and their partners. We'll also be giving you a chance to win prizes throughout the show. Visit, guess what I have?
What?
A bag of chicken manure. from Espoma. I'm bringing it up.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Because people have been asking about it, and they sent me another bag. Mm. So I'm going to have a bag of chicken manure. Some lucky winner at the Fox Home Center broadcast, a bag of chicken manure. I don't know what else I have to do to get you people to come out there. Visit the WGNradio.com website /events page for more details. We'll give you a news in just 1 minute.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite.
That's me playing the
you
organ.
Need a little bit of soul to put you
8:11 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Company and by Fox Home Center in Elson. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We are that's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. You may have heard me talk about Misericordia Candy Days that is occurring. That's me.
All right, everybody.
Come on, Sammy Davis Jr. This is good. I have a virtual candy jar. Go to WGNradio.com/events. We're trying to jumpstart Candy Days for Misericordia that takes place at the end of April. The last weekend in April, there will be a bunch of volunteers out on the weekends all across the Chicagoland area. This is a major fundraiser for Misericordia, and we're trying to jumpstart it. The good folks at Townstone Financial have pledged a $5,000 match donation, and we're trying to raise $5,000 on my first giving page. And a bunch of you who have already participated, Marianne J., Valentina K., Team James, Pete, Lois G., and all of you anonymous people that have been so kind and nice. You can go to WGNradio.com/events. You'll see my candy jar there, sponsored by Townstone Financial. And if you can make a small donation, $10, $5, $500, you know, if you're really feeling generous. Misericordia, as you know, is an organization, a residential facility that takes 600 kids and adults with developmental disabilities and gives their lives purpose and love and respect. And it is just an awesome place. And we're just trying to make sure that they can continue to fund all the terrific work that they do. And if you can help at all in any way, I would really appreciate it. And we can also double your amount of your donation because of the generosity of the folks at Townstone Financial. It's also up on my Facebook page. So if you go to Lou Manfredini, if you go to Facebook.com and go at Lou Manfredini, it'll be right there. It'll click you right to the link, and it's super easy to donate. There is a fee that the First Giving page charges, and so they do offer you the opportunity, if you want, to make the donation go all the way if you want and you pay the fee. But that's up to you. I don't care. Anything you can do would be great. Lou Manfredini, go to Facebook.com. You'll see the link there at Lou Manfredini, and also WGNradio.com/events. Lou's virtual candy jar for Misericordia.
Cool.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. This is Tim in Chicago. Tim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you, Tim? Tom? How about Tom?
I'm good. It's Tom.
Tom, yeah, is Tim there? Is Tim there?
No, just Tom.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you then. How can I
help
you?
Hey, good to talk to you, Lou.
You too. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I have a solar project I've been putting together for the last year. I'm basically trying to put a pergola on top of my deck.
Okay.
To hold as an armature for the solar. I have a solar contractor, but I'm having a hard time getting someone out to deal with the deck work. I'm probably going to have to reinforce the post system at the bottom of the deck.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you have any ideas of who could do this or what I need to pay attention to.
Okay, so you have an existing deck?
Yes.
And is it sound? Is it how far is it off the ground?
It has a post system that's about 4.5 by 5 feet high.
Okay. I mean, the thing is, if you put this pergola on, you know, if you have some...
Yeah, well, I'm going to be adding about 3/4 of a ton, I figure, with the wood and the solar array.
Yeah, so there might be some deck work and you know, framing and whatnot that has to go on.
Right.
All right.
And I had a guy out last year, and he's not calling me back, but he looked at it briefly and said with the weight addition, they probably have to jack up the posts and put in some more post footing.
Right, right. Okay, you're in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
All right, I want you to call a contact, Cobblestone Development.
Okay.
I'm going to try and get you the number here. That's the number. All right. Well, you can email them at info@cobblestonedevelopment.com, or you can call them. You ready?
Yeah.
773-661-0606. 773-661-0606. And they would be the people that you could contact to come out and take a look at this and could get the job done. And I know they'll call you back.
Great, because I'm under the gun here. I've got funding through the state.
Right.
And I just won a lotto for some other co-op.
Really?
Yeah, they're called, people should look into this. They're called SRECs, and basically they pay you tax credits that they're going to get for combining your solar with their co-op.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting.
That's cool. Give them a call, Cobblestone Development. They're going to take good care of you, I promise. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. That's the number that Dorothy called. Dorothy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I think I'm going to stump you.
Uh-oh.
I have a big problem with my patio doors.
Okay.
They're fine all year long until the temperature in the summer reaches 70 and the hot west sun beats on them. And then I smell an odor that's coming from the panes. When I go up to the panes, I could smell it. The doors have double panes. You know, there's two sets, storm doors.
Mm-hmm.
Started 2 years ago, but now it's really getting bad, and I don't look forward to the warm weather.
What are the doors made of? Are they wood doors? Are they vinyl doors?
Vinyl, I would say, not wood.
Okay. And when you go smell this odor, is it coming from the framing of the doors, or is it coming from around it?
I smell it mainly in the middle door, not so much on the sides, the middle door.
The middle door. So describe to me, these are sliding glass doors?
Yes.
So you have two fixed panels on either side and then a sliding door in the middle?
Right, and I've got storm doors on top of that, so there's, six doors or six panes.
So you have storm doors on top of your patio doors.
Regular doors, uh-huh.
Okay. And when the temperature gets warmer...
You smell just like body odor. It's awful. It's getting... And it's not me. I'm the only one in this place.
We're showering, right, on a regular basis, Dorothy? Yes. We're not forgetting about our personal hygiene?
Nope.
Have you ever thought about switching to Irish Spring?
I'm kidding.
Okay. So my guess is there is some type of moisture or mildew that's building up between these storm doors and the door. And this is where the odor is coming from.
Okay. You know, I had people cleaning my windows, and they did tell me the one was starting to get foggy.
Yep.
I don't see it, but they could see it.
Okay. Here's what I would try and do. These sliding glass doors, they're double pane glass, right?
Yes.
All right. Do you have someone at your disposal that could take off those storm doors?
Oh, they're real, real heavy.
Well, I know they're heavy, but all we need is a handyman or somebody that you My suggestion is, as a test, although it's, you know, it's not that big of a deal, is to remove those storm doors for the summer.
You mean the outside ones?
Correct.
Okay.
Because I think you're getting the buildup of the odor between the hot sun hitting the glass, building up moisture that's caught in between, and you're getting a mildew smell.
Uh-huh.
But you're not going to solve that with those storm doors in there. And the storm doors, if they're already double pane, are kind of overkill.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that you're not going to miss anything from a energy efficiency issue by removing them.
Well, I'm on a pond, and it's like Lake Michigan on a cold day. You know, in other words, that west wind comes across that pond right on those windows.
Right. Well, so here's the thing. If we test this out and we remove this in the summer and all of a sudden the smell is gone, and you're like, wow, this is amazing. Then we do a really good job of cleaning and caulking up those doors on the outside once we know that this solved the problem. And then if you want, you can put those doors back on in the winter to get you through the winter because you said the smell isn't a problem when it's cold. Now, it's a little bit of rigmarole, but that will give you the best of both worlds if that's what you want to do. I think that's the problem is those storm doors. I appreciate the phone call. It's 8:22 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
I've been really trying. The trimming of the wick and the paraffin thing is just getting me in the mood. Hold on. Let's just nip one thing. What did we learn today, Keeney?
That I need to buy more expensive candles.
Right. And?
And trim my wick.
And trim your wick.
You're not hearing this kind of radio up and down the dial, I'm telling you right now. Hey, in 2 weeks, you can join us on Saturday, April 23rd from 7 to 10 a.m. I'm going to be broadcasting the Mr. Fix-It Show live from By the Yard Furniture, their store that they have in Vernon Hills. We'll help you prep the outdoor space for the spring, shop the By the Yard showroom filled with a huge selection of sustainable patio furniture and accessories, enjoy breakfast treats, and you'll have a chance to win prizes during the broadcast courtesy of By the Yard. Find more you can get the car wash too. There's a car wash right next door, so you can go.
And it's a really nice car wash.
Yeah, you got your car washed, right?
Yeah,
go there and get your car washed. It's right there by the yard. They're at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills on April 23rd. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Can I talk to Sue in Highland Park? Hi, Sue.
Hi. I have a mystery drip. 3 years ago, I put in an energy-efficient furnace. And at this time of year, not like a cold day on today, but when it's cold, cool in the morning, and then as it's getting warmer, I hear a dripping in my vents throughout the first floor of my house. I have a full basement. And I swear to God, it's a drip.
You don't have to swear. Come on, Sue. There's little kids listening.
You're right. I shouldn't. And then as the day gets warmer, then the drip goes away. And when I describe this to people who tune up my furnace and air conditioning,
they think
look
you're
at me
crazy.
Like crazy. And I'm kind of worried about mildew and that sort of thing in the vents.
Sue?
Yep.
You're not crazy, are you?
Well, sometimes I worry.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I know.
Okay. All right. Let's think about this. So you had a new, so this drip that you're talking about never happened until you installed this furnace.
Correct.
And it happened right away.
Well, it only happens really in the springtime. I don't hear it in the winter or when it gets really warm and the air conditioning is going in the summer. Almost on a continuous basis.
And you said you hear this drip all throughout the house.
Well, only on the first floor, but I can hear it's like a good drip, but it's not a constant drip in one place. It'll be dripping it constantly, say during that hour or two when it happens. It goes away later in the day, but I'll hear a drip underneath the floor in the breakfast area, then I hear it over in the dining area, then I'll hear it over in the living area, then back to the dining area, and then eventually during the day, it seems like when the day warms up, the drip goes away.
We've established that you are not crazy.
Yes.
Okay. All right, it's not a drip.
A little loony, but not... little,
yeah, well, I was going there. I didn't want to say it, Sue, because we've just met each other on the radio. But I think that it's not a drip. It's got to be an expansion. So it doesn't happen in the winter when the heat is on.
No.
And in the spring when this happens, the heat is still on, not your AC.
Correct.
So, like, right now, it's too cold for it to drip.
Right. It's not dripping this morning.
Okay. Okay. So it's got to be the ductwork that's ticking.
Well, I can, when I go down to the basement, I see where the ductwork is running.
Yeah.
It does sound like it's coming from the vents around the first floor.
And you can hear it when you go downstairs?
Well, I haven't been able to go downstairs and hear it because it's intermittent.
I see.
I should go downstairs and hear it. That's a good thought.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do the next time you were like, oh, I hear the drip. That's it. And, you know, you have your friends over. Do you have a cat?
No.
Oh, all right. Because sometimes they'll find it and hear it too.
Me.
Just you. When you hear the ticking or the dripping, I want you to go downstairs and hopefully you'll hear it tick down there. But I want you to take a broomstick.
Yeah.
And climb on it and ride around. No, and I want you to take the broomstick, and where you see the ductwork, I want you to gently push up on the ductwork near the furnace. I think it's a flexing of the duct that you're hearing that sounds like a drip. In particular, if you're not seeing any water anywhere, and it may be that that ductwork just needs to be tightened up with a few extra screws or some patching like metal to bring it together, that then they can eliminate that sound.
I think it's a drip, Lou.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't sound to me like expansion of metal in a...
No.
No.
All right. Well, then the only other thing that you could try is there is a drain that comes from your air conditioner, your condensation coil. See, there's nothing else that would be dripping.
Well, that's the only thing I can think of. Is
right.
It's that when the weather changes.
Right. Do you have a whole house humidifier?
Pardon?
Do you have a whole house humidifier?
Yes, but I never turned it on.
All right, but is the water turned on to it?
It's not supposed to be.
Well, why don't you go check and see if that is, and try turning that off and see if that stops the problem.
Okay.
There could be a little leak in the solenoid, maybe. I think it's the ductwork that can make it sound like it's dripping. I really do. I really do. It's 8:32 in the morning. You know, Dave, we don't get to work together much, and, you know, now Sam Panionovich is going to do sports. We're hardly on time.
Well,
a lot.
That's,
but it's because I'm trying to help the people.
That's all right.
Okay? I'm trying to help the people. All right?
Yeah, and you are.
Yeah.
This is a public service.
I already got text messages, and people said, I feel old, I know who Kojak is, and I play golf.
And I'll bet they didn't know. I don't bet they didn't know who played the music bump that you played at the top of the hour, which goes back to our era.
Oh yeah, right. That was a good one too.
A little bit of soul.
Yeah, a little bit of soul. That's a good one.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
A little distracted this morning. I love honey. I didn't tell the rest of the story. And when you eat a lot of honey, I don't eat a lot of honey, but you can tell the difference from different honeys.
So you eat a bit of honey, get it? A bit
Got
of honey?
It. Yeah, right. Okay, easy. But it's really good. Very good.
Well,
it was good.
Done.
Thank you.
You got to bring the music down so I can keep you talking.
That's called a gentle fade. Here we go.
There you go. And very nice.
Thank you, Lindsay.
So, in an interesting peel behind the curtain, you hear me talk all the time about PermaSeal, and I work with the fine folks at PermaSeal, and you've heard the name Roy Spencer at PermaSeal, who's the founder and president of the company. He's a beekeeper. That's like a thing that he does. And every now and then, he brings me a little mason jar of Roy's honey. Get it?
Now, is it like honey? We're going to have to ask Philip, our guest here, in a minute, the difference between the raw honey and regular honey. So is it like the drippy honey?
It's like in a mason jar.
Like the drippy one, or like do you have to like scoop it out with a spoon?
You got to scoop it out with a spoon.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know that honey, well, listen to me talking about, how about we do this? how about instead of me pretending like I know what the heck I'm talking about, we bring in Philip Raines, who is a beekeeper at Raines Honey Farm and a member of the Illinois Queen Initiative. Philip, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Honey is the only food that will never go bad.
Correct. They found honey in Egyptian tombs that's over 5,000 years old. They were in vases, and they were actually able to scoop it out, like you were referring to before, with a spoon or a stick, and it was perfectly edible.
How about that?
The only it was the curse of the tomb that actually killed those gentlemen. It wasn't the honey.
Now, let me ask you this, just on that whole thought. Does its composition or flavor change over time, like a bottle of wine?
Not really. What will happen is if you overheat honey and you kill the pollen and the enzymes that are naturally occurring in good raw honey,
right,
like you'll find from your local beekeeper, that will change the flavor profile a little bit. But typically, you know, all honey over time will crystallize naturally,
right,
and go into that solid state,
right,
if it's raw. What happens is, you know, as I sent you some information on email, there's a lot of honey that's imported into the United States, and it's adulterated, it's been hyper-filtered, it's been pasteurized to 160 degrees to kill the enzymes and the pollen so that it always looks nice on the shelf of the grocery store.
Yeah.
The challenge with that is when you kill the pollen and the enzymes in it, you're taking out all the good stuff that's naturally occurring in honey that's good for your allergies, it's good for your digestive system, that helps build up your health, as well as the flavor profiles. The biggest thing that will change the flavor of honey is where it comes from.
Right, and that I know because you can. Okay, I'm going to stop you because I have tons of questions. This is the B hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Great.
There's been a lot of stories recently, several years, that there's been a huge a dying off of the bee population throughout the country. Is that true? Has it improved? Do we know the cause?
Beekeepers are becoming smarter with their livestock management. We're feeding better in the spring and the fall after the honey crop has been pulled. We're giving them more protein. We're keeping them. The pesticide issue is a very, very big issue in the United States.
There's a huge movement now that says a lot of retailers, that sell these insecticides, that there are certain ingredients in these insecticides that are harmful to bees, which I assume means that when you put this stuff on the plants and then the bee goes to extract the pollen from the plant, that bee ingests that insecticide, takes it back to the hive.
Correct. So as an example, you know, I listened to the show that you were talking about the organic fertilizers choosing organic chicken manure,
right,
and things like that. If you have healthy soils and you're growing, you know, you've got good healthy soils and you've got good plants, you're not going to need those insecticides to keep the bugs away.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, modern agriculture nowadays uses millions and millions and millions of tons of insecticides so that we can have pretty looking fruit. There's no blemishes on it, and that's what people are looking for. But the bad side of that is they have to spray those products 8, 9, 10 times during the season.
Right.
So there is a huge insecticide issue. The other issue is there's a mite that, like dogs have ear mites, bees have what's called a varroa mite, and that varroa mite sucks the blood of the bee, and it breeds inside the hive, and it vectors viruses to the bee and the larva. It's like me and you. We could take a tick bite, we could take a mosquito bite, but West Nile virus or Lyme disease is what makes us sick.
Right.
It's the same with the bees. So you've got a compounding factor of pesticides in our environment, and that's where we're very fortunate out here at Raines Honey Farm is we're on a lot of large organic dairy farms, we're on some organic beef farms, we're on some organic produce farms, and in the forest preserves. So we're kind of isolated, from some of the large agricultural sprays that some beekeepers are forced to be next to.
Right.
So we're kind of in a very lucky spot where we're at. But it's like anything in real estate, it's location, location, location.
Do me a favor. I want you to hang on. I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to ask you the question I want you to answer is, environmentally, how important are bees? What function, the important function that they have just in everyday life for all of us, notwithstanding the honey that we can consume and harvest from them, but really the importance of keeping these bees healthy. Philip Rains is a beekeeper at Rains Honey Farm and a member of the Illinois Queen Initiative. We'll be right back after these.
3 hours of Manfredini. It's a Mr. Fix-It hat trick. Mike Emmerich from NBC Sports here, and I'm a big Lou fan. Great to hear him on the radio home of the Blackhawks, 720 WGN.
Thank you, Doc. And ultimately, thank you to our own Judd Surratt, who was kind enough to ask Doc Emmerich to do those for us a while ago. And Doc is a normal listener to the show, so thank you, Doc, and his lovely bride for listening every Saturday. We appreciate it. All right, we're talking about bees, and I am so interested in this topic. Philip Rains is on the phone line. Philip, we were chatting a little bit about some of the challenges that you guys as beekeepers and the bees themselves have with insecticides. But give us a quick picture of what function these bees have in our everyday lives.
Well, if you look, let me ask you this question, Lou. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Well, I haven't had breakfast yet.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, let's say you had breakfast. If you look at something as simple as a glass of milk, because 2/3 of the food we eat every day is directly related to honeybee pollination.
Wow.
So if you had some oatmeal and you sliced up some apples, without honeybees, you wouldn't be able to put apples on your oatmeal. Naturally, you're going to drizzle some honey on there as well.
I had some apples on my kale salad last night.
Exactly.
I know, I'm so fancy.
Something as simple, let's look at something as simple as kale. In order to be able to plant kale, you need kale seed. In order to get that seed, you need a honeybee to pollinate a mature kale plant in order to make that seed viable. So if you look at your apples, if you look at your cherries, if you look at pumpkins, Illinois is the largest pumpkin producer in the entire country.
Right.
If it wasn't for the 200,000 beehives we bring into the Peoria area, you wouldn't have that claim to fame that Illinois is this giant pumpkin-producing state.
You sent over some information, and we're just running out of time. I want to make sure I get this all here. And you said there's 2.5 million hives in the U.S. The major honey crop in northern Illinois is clover, basswood, and goldenrod, which that, you said, affects the flavor of the honey.
Correct.
Right?
So you don't have clover, which is very light and sweet and floral, and you'll have goldenrod. So if you compare it to a cheese, you got clover, which is like a mozzarella or a nice, simple, light cheddar. And you've got goldenrod, which would be kind of like a blue cheese, very robust, very strong. You go down south, you have Tupelo, you have sourwood, you have, you go to California, you have avocado honey or eucalyptus honey that's dark and really strong.
And so that is that's based on the plantings that are around these hives, correct?
Correct.
So in other words, you're giving them the opportunity to go pollinate those plants, and then that's what they bring back. And you almost can, you can affect how that honey is going to taste by what plants you put around it.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, we pollinated several apple orchards up here at the end of April, beginning of May, and if the conditions are right, we can actually get what's called an apple blossom honey, which actually tastes kind of like apples. And in cranberries, cranberries need a lot of honeybees to pollinate that. And if you go up to Wisconsin to pollinate cranberries, you can actually get a cranberry-flavored type of honey off those flowers.
All right. Can anybody become a beekeeper?
Absolutely. We have beekeepers. And, if you just look at the Chicago market, in the Chicago market, there's 4,000 to 5,000 beekeepers that just have one or two hives in their backyards and on their rooftops or on their garage roofs, and they typically don't bother the neighbors. But we have beekeepers from 5 years old up to 95 years old and it's very easy to do. There's some great resources online. If you look at, if you go to the Illinois Queen Initiative website, it'll talk about people that sell bees, and there's some additional resources out there as for where to buy equipment from, and there's lots of classes. The Illinois State Beekeeping Association has a variety of classes throughout the entire state. But
I smell a House Smarts TV segment on this. This would be so interesting to do something on this.
Love to do it. Absolutely.
It's and all, you guys are you're located where?
Well, we're located over in Davis, Illinois, which is north. It's halfway between Rockford and Freeport on the Wisconsin border.
Okay.
But I also volunteer and help and work at Heller Nature Center in Highland Park, and we help them with their beehives there.
That's awesome.
So if there's ever the opportunity in the future, this spring or summer, that you want to come out and dive into a live hive, you're more than welcome.
I love it. Philip Raines is a beekeeper at Raines Honey Farm and a member of the Illinois Queen Initiative. I could keep talking about this, Philip. I find it very fascinating, and it's good information. You can learn more at IllinoisQueenInitiative.com. We'll put that up on our website as well so you have links to it. Philip, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of time this morning. We have lots more to cover on this, so we'll be in touch for sure.
My pleasure. You guys have a great morning.
You too. It's 8:57 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Your problem is not in the sewer. It's in the drain of the vanity.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Man, if that's true, I'm going to give you a kiss.
Right on the lips, Mike.
Hey, you get more than just home improvement advice on this show. You're listening to Mr. Fix-It on 720 WGN.
It's true. 9:13 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show, and live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We had a lovely dinner last night after we went to go see Hello, My Name is Doris, which is my movie, Pick to Click, if you're going to go see a nice movie with a good story and funny, good performances, really nice. We went to, you've been to this place, Lindsay, Farmhouse in Evanston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a whole, like, farm-to-table thing. So, you know, what's my favorite? So, if I'm not, we've worked together a long time.
And it's all local, that's right.
It's all local, yeah. Right? Everything they serve is local. Mm-hmm. So, if I'm not drinking, in other words, if we're having lunch and I'm running a little late and the waitress says to you, "Oh, are you waiting for someone?" Yeah. Do you know what they'd like to drink?
I'll have
an Arnold Palmer, please. Right. That's always. But then if I am drinking, and we're going out, you know, or like we're meeting, you know, your husband and I and Mary Beth and you were out to dinner, and I stepped away to run to the men's room to freshen up, you know, to put some more mascara on
powder.
Mm-hmm. And they go, "Oh, do you know what he's drinking?
A whiskey Manhattan."
A rye whiskey Manhattan is my thing, right? I really like it. And I really like trying different ones. So we go to this farmhouse, and I go, "What kind of rye whiskey do you have?" And the guy goes, "Oh," and he hands me like a list. And there's like a couple of traditional names that you know, but I never heard about this company called Opadan Spirits. Opadan. It's made in Wheeling, Illinois. Do you know what's in Wheeling, Illinois?
Not a whole lot.
Chicago Executive Airport. Which used to be called Palwaukee.
And Opadan Distillery.
And Opadan Distillery, which I'm sure is probably there. And there used to be, when I was underage drinking, okay? Uh-huh. But keep in mind, I'm old enough that it was just, you know, just went from 18 to 21.
We don't promote that.
We don't promote that at all. But we used to go to the 94th Aero Squadron restaurant that was right on the Palwaukee Airport thing. That was a big thing back in the 80s. For those of you that remember Kojak and play golf. Okay.
I was there.
You remember?
That was a cool place to go.
The 94th Aero Squadron,
yeah,
remember?
That was neat.
And they used to have a DJ who was up high. We used to go dancing there.
Huh.
And they had a basket that they hung from the DJ, mm-hmm, like a little basket, and you would write on a piece of paper what song you wanted to hear. And then the DJ would bring the rope up and they'd play, I mean, this is, you know, they'd play something by Madonna, right? When Madonna was 20.
Holiday.
Right, exactly. You remember the 94th Aero Squadron? Right? Dave, you remember that?
I do remember that.
It was
that,
a
yeah,
nice joint.
Sam, do you remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, where did you grow up?
113th and Ewing on the south side.
South side, boy. What neighborhood is that?
East side.
Yeah, all right, nice. I met a guy when I was in New Jersey this weekend at the Hilton Garden Inn, and I walk in after filming House Smarts, which I have a whole other story about filming in a house that was built in 1750, which was totally cool. I walk in with my bag after it was a really long day, and the guy goes, I know who you are. He points to me, literally points to me, and I go, hi. And he turns to this guy and goes, this is one of Chicago's finest. And the guy goes, oh, you're a police officer? I go, no, no, I'm not. And he's a listener, listens to our show, lives on the south, lives down in Chatham, and lived there his whole life. And he's like some consultant up there and at the Hilton Garden Inn. Lovely place.
Who knew?
Who knew that you could meet people in Hilton Garden Inn?
So was Opadon good?
It's delicious. Oh, yeah. Is that what we were talking about? But I love the fact that it's local and it's made in Wheeling.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
So I need to go figure out if we got to see if Binny's sells it so I can buy a bottle.
I think I saw on the
Does Binny's have it?
I think so, yeah.
Because, you know, if Binny's doesn't carry it,
it's not worth drinking.
Right.
I thought you were going to say that because you said Arnold Palmer if you're not drinking. I thought you were going to go John Daly if you were drinking. You know what a John Daly is, right?
No, what is a John Daly?
It's an Arnold Palmer with vodka in it.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm not a vodka drinker, but yeah, I have heard that. That's good. Yeah, that's good. That would be a good, like, tit for tat thing. Oh, no, he'll have a John Daly. But
Oh, that's right. It's in the commercial.
Yep.
That's right.
Right.
Of course.
So I like this Opadon rye whiskey. I got to try it again. Very good. That's my so we got a movie pick, a rye whiskey pick, and oh by the way, a reminder that in 2 weeks on Saturday, April 23rd, from 7 to 10 a.m., I'm going to be broadcasting the Mr. Fix-It Show live from By the Yard Outdoor Furniture, their store that's in Vernon Hills. We'll help you prep your outdoor space for spring. Shop By the Yard showroom. It's filled with a huge selection of sustainable patio furniture and accessories. You can enjoy breakfast treats, and you'll have a chance to win prizes during the broadcast, courtesy of By the Yard. I don't know that I have chicken manure for that broadcast.
What?
I know. I got to see. They just sent me one bag. I got a feeling they're not. I mean, they like the chicken manure at Espoma, but they like this other stuff, too. They have a whole line of stuff. But I just think the chicken manure thing, we created radio history when we were at Bartolini's. First radio show ever to give away chicken manure. I'm going with that until somebody tells me I'm wrong. Find out more at WGNRadio.com/events or come out to By the Yard at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills on April 23rd. This is John in LaGrange. John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How are you?
How can I help you, sir?
I got a K4 Growy kitchen faucet that has come not completely detached from the grate, but it's very loose. I looked underneath it. I can't make heads or tails out of it.
Okay.
Just snug it up to the granite.
So, so the Growy, depending on the age of the faucet, there's two things.
2 years.
Okay. So there could be, I wish you could send me a picture, but there could be a clip and a nut. So that if you look underneath it from the bottom up,
okay,
there could be a long shaft, like a threaded rod, that has a long bushing on it and a nut. And then if you tighten that nut, it pushes up on a clip that tightens the faucet to the granite.
Okay.
Or...
I didn't see that.
Okay.
When I was,
or...
I'm not under there now, but I didn't see it.
Okay.
There.
Or where that the main shaft comes down for the faucet. This is a single-handle faucet, correct?
Correct.
There is one large nut that goes over that whole threaded rod, and so you've got the water pipes coming up right up the center.
Right.
And then there's a large nut that in order to tighten it, you're going to need something called a basin wrench. Okay?
Okay.
And a basin, are you familiar with what that is?
Kind of. It's a long shaft with like a hook at the top.
Correct. Like a little spring-loaded hook. And you're going to, the way you orient it either allows you to tighten or loosen. And you'll put that basin wrench up there. It'll clip around the nut. And then you'll hold that shaft is typically 24 inches long, maybe 18 inches long. And you'll just turn it to tighten it up. Now, the trick here is that you'll need someone on the top to keep the faucet facing the right place.
Correct. One question. There, underneath, it's a plastic, it's a triangle. It looks like a triangle with threads on it.
With threads on it.
Threads on it.
Yes.
Exactly.
So that nut is...
That's the one, right?
Follow the threads all the way up, and on the bottom side of the granite, you should see a nut that you can grab with the basin wrench and tighten.
Okay.
Hold on a second, because I want to send you out an Espoma prize pack containing the most effective natural and organic products for your garden. You can find Espoma products at your local flower and garden retailers and participating Ace hardware stores. It's worth $25. So we're going to send that out to you, John. All right, let's talk to Ben, who's in Arlington Heights. Hey, Ben, you're on WGN.
Oh, thanks. I was wondering if my battery would hold out long enough.
Thank you for hanging on.
My daughter and future son-in-law are selling their house and buying a new one. And there's been a house inspection. And in the house inspection, they pointed out that in the attic, in the rafters up there, there's a spot, actually, where one of the outside vents is, that has some mold in it. And this whole area is maybe 2 foot, well, it's as wide as the rafter and maybe 3 foot long. And it's real spotty, just little black mold. So my daughter called a company that does mold remediation. It went $850. Is there some way we can do this ourselves?
Yeah. They're selling this house, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a product that you can find at participating Ace stores by a company called Healthful Home. Guess where they're located, Lindsay?
Wheeling?
Yeah. I hope they're not next to the distillery, but they make a product called a mold fogger, okay? This fogger you can put up in the attic and let it go, and it'll fill the attic with this fog and kill all the mildew and mold.
Really? Great.
Or you can take it with your hand and spray directly on it. So then what you can do is it will kill all this mold, okay, this fogger. Mm-hmm. Then you can test it, okay? So here's the thing. They make a 5-minute mold test that we talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay? You've heard me talk about that. Spray it all, kill it all, test it, and then you've got an EPA-registered test to prove that it's all dead.
Outstanding.
And the whole thing's, I mean, the mold test kit costs $40. And the fogger, I want to say, is, let's say it's $12, $13.
And they live in Wheeling. The house is in Wheeling, so.
Well, then, so afterwards, when they sell the house, you go to that Opadon and get some whiskey, and you toast to the sale.
Absolutely.
All right, see if your battery hangs on a little bit more, and then we'll also send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew T-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip. Created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. It is 9:24 in the morning. Don't go away.
I have to tell you, I went to Menards, and I got a hold of a guy in the paint section, and he said, oh, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my paddler.
9:38.
Some nights I call it a draw.
The Mr. Fix-It Show.
Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle.
On 720 WGN. Thank you so much for listening today. Before we get to our Just Text Me segment that we do typically after 9:30 in the morning, I think last week, We had a caller named Frank who had a problem with a drain or had a problem with smelly water lines, and I gave him some advice, and he didn't think I was right, and it sounds like I might not have been. Frank, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to vote for Kasich.
Okay, thank you for telling you. Because
I'm a retired guy anyhow, so I got a holiday every day.
You know, I was with a friend of mine last night who's retired, and they're going on a little trip to Florida. And I was wondering, how long have you been retired, Frank?
Oh, about 12 years, I guess.
And do you take some trips sometimes?
Sure do.
Yeah. Now, you don't tell your friends when you're retired, because I don't know, I'm not retired yet, but you don't say to your friends, I'm going on a vacation.
It would have to be a very close friend.
No, but in other words, you don't use the word vacation because now you're retired.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah.
All right. Let's remind our listeners. You had called, was it last week?
I called you last week regarding my smell on the cold water line in my master bedroom.
Okay, you had bathroom. You had two sinks, and, right?
You suggested I take a brush and brush it out the drain, and I did that on both sides and put the Lysol in there, left that standing in there a while. And lo and behold, that smell is still there. Okay?
Really?
Yes. Now, what I didn't tell you is, you know, about a year ago, we updated the bathroom and put a new countertop in there with new sinks. And the odd thing is that they made the water connection with a flexible, I call it a flexible hose, like nylon hose, reinforced nylon, going from the shutoff valve all the way up to the faucet.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I was wondering, okay, whether, in fact, since the water, the cold water stands in there, okay, and you turn it on, whether there is a plasticizer or something coming off that hose that gives me the smell. It's definitely coming from the water, and it doesn't last very long, okay?
Right.
Like I said, there was maybe 20 seconds or maybe 25 seconds. I don't know exactly, but it's a very short time.
Hmm. And, if I remember right, you told me it's only on the cold water side.
It's only on the cold water. I had a hot water smell too, but I took the rod out of the hot water heater, and that corrected the problem, okay?
Got it.
It's the cold water side, okay?
All right.
And what's so funny is, you know, obviously when you turn on the hot water, initially it's cold but doesn't have the smell. Then as soon as you turn on the cold water, boom, there it is again, okay?
All right, well, so let's test this out. The only way you're going to test this out is that on the it could be that you have a faulty flex line. I mean, it could be something.
Oh, excuse me. We have two sides, my wife's side and my side. And
right.
Both sides have the same thing.
No, I understand. But, I mean, when they probably got the lines, you know, those probably came out. They got manufactured at the same time when the plumber went to go grab them. So what I would suggest you do as a test on the cold water side is turn off the cold water shutoffs underneath on one sink. Let's just try it on one sink.
Absolutely, yeah.
Take that flex line off. Go to the hardware store. Buy another flex line. You can buy the stainless steel reinforced ones, which are a little bit nicer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Screw that one on and see if it makes a difference.
Yeah, that's one way.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me suggest I want to try something that's simpler yet.
Okay.
Why don't we switch the hot and cold water lines, okay, on the shut off, and see whether it goes along with the cold water or whether it stays with the faucet.
It's a good idea. But you told me the one thing, though, is you don't have this odor anywhere else in the house.
No.
Right?
No.
So it doesn't come in the kitchen sink or a powder room or anything like that.
Uh-uh.
It has to be some kind of reaction with something going on those lines.
Right.
Or the shut off or the faucet itself.
Uh-huh.
But you could certainly try that.
Yeah, let me try that, switching it around, see if that will make a difference. And then last thing would be to put another feed line in there, okay?
Yeah, do me a favor. Hang on a little bit. I want to send you out, since you were so kind to let us call you back, a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew T-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsep, created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet.
Call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Our Just Text Me segment. It's available for sponsorship. Lindsay's back from her, do you want to tell people
Thanks
where you were?
Thanks for joining us on the Mr. Fix-It.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we did not talk about the fact that 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you filled in for me. I got lots of nice comments. You did a really nice job. So much so that, you know, it seems like I'm taking a lot of days off, but I will be off again on the 30th because Quinn graduates from college.
Well,
for all of you that
what
have
do you mean?
Yeah, I know.
So you think you have to go to that?
So you're going to be hosting again.
I will be.
So that we're looking forward to that. You had a nice trip. You were in L.A.?
Yeah, a little girls' weekend.
Very nice.
In the land of the crazies. It was fun. We had a great time.
Great.
Can't believe I used to live there. Why did I move back?
I have no idea.
So nice.
Because you started the sentence with the land of the crazies.
Oh, yeah.
Right. What do we got for Just Text Me?
All right. 630, I have a cast aluminum mailbox at my curb that absorbs moisture and wets my mail. It is not open seams. Wait, it is not open seams causing it. The sides actually have sweat marks. Does Ace sell a water-blocking paint for this?
No. So what I would do, that's interesting that it's absorbing all that moisture. I wonder what it's connected to. We need to get some air in it to temper the inside when it's closed up. It must seal very tightly. So on the base of this cast aluminum mailbox, my guess is the bottom is metal, not cast aluminum. Or it is something you can drill some holes in. So I would take the mailbox off of however it's mounted, flip it upside down, and drill some holes so that air can get into it however it's mounted. So there may be a little bit of a gap on the sides, and I would do it probably three holes on either side, at least 3/8 of an inch, if not larger, and let air flow in there to temper it, and the moisture should go away.
All right, and next, we're just going to do one more because we're running out of time. We have a hillside home. The house seems to have settled. The sliding screen door no longer stays in the track. What can we do?
Oh, gosh. I mean, if it's a settlement issue, then you probably have to talk about getting some kind of structural jacking underneath the foundation to reset it. The only other way to get that door to work would be to remove it and then re-shim it and reinstall the door. But if the house is settling and shifting, you're going to put good money after bad. I think something like that I'd call PermaSeal. Because they offer structural work where they can come and literally jack that house up. And you can watch the door just kind of go right back where it went. And now your house is on a solid footing and it's not going
to
go anywhere.
Jack it up. We have to take a break now.
Jets, just text me today. Just a couple calls. 9:46 in the morning. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Nora in Evergreen Park. Hi, Nora.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I was wondering, I want to paint a bistro set that somebody gave me.
Okay.
And once the weather gets nice out and there's no snow, I want to go up to my
sometime in
there.
July. Yeah.
Possibly. Right. I hope not. I'm going to go up to the Ace Hardware, but I need to know if there's a certain kind of steel wool or
get a wire. I want you to get a wire brush.
Oh, geez.
Okay, and you're going to scrub that whole thing down with the wire brush and get rid of all the loose paint and, you know, maybe even a little putty knife to scrape any thicker paint that's loose. Then get a small sanding sponge, okay? And you're going to sand it all down. And if you get big chunks of paint and where it's a little bit, you know, the paint is like there's like a divot, try and sand that a little smooth so it's not so apparent. And, then wipe it all down, and Rust-Oleum makes this terrific spray paint called Hammerite that has this nice texture to it, and it's super durable, and it has a spray tip on it that you can spray at any angle. Looks like
Hammerite?
Hammerite.
Okay.
Okay? And you're going to spray that, and you know, even coats over the top of it. It's going to give you this really nice finish, and it's going to look beautiful.
Wonderful.
Nora, have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you calling. 9:52 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to
9:55 in the morning, time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial, who's also sponsoring my virtual candy jar. Remember, we're trying to raise $5,000 for Misericordia Candy Days, and Townstone Financial has been kind enough to do a match. So if you'd like to donate, go to WGNradio.com/events. And my thanks to Townstone Financial. Our last caller is Lydia in Deerfield. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Lou. Thank you for having me on.
How can I help you?
Very quick question. I have a radiator cover in my house, in my old 20s house, And over time, the white covering, the white, it's not paint. It's like it was dipped or, like, I don't know if it's Formica. It's gotten a little chipped here and there where it looks like it's wood underneath.
Yeah.
And rather than just replace the whole thing, is there a quick fix?
To replace a chip in the Formica?
Well, for one, I don't know for sure that it's Formica.
But it's some
familiar.
It's some type of laminate cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what color is it?
It's white.
Of course. Okay. And is the chip on the corner?
No, it's on top.
Okay. Well, that actually helps me. Are you familiar with OPI nail polish?
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course you are. What woman doesn't know OPI?
I didn't hear the nail polish.
Kathy raised her hand.
Yeah, Kathy raised her hand.
I know it.
You know what? I never heard of OPI
I
either.
Have gardening
yeah,
fingernails.
Yeah, right. Kathy's,
right.
Kathy's are, Kathy uses the color peat moss. I don't
yes,
know if you're familiar with that. It's
what
lovely.
What is OPI like? That thick stuff you put on nails?
No, I think it's just
like
a brand.
Like
no,
acrylic?
It's just some kind of nail polish.
It's a brand.
So wait, now are okay. you going to use your OPI on your
So
on
Lydia's going to go buy white nail polish. It doesn't have to be OPI. I was just being a smart aleck that I knew the kind. And you're going to take the paint, you're going to take the little brush that you do on your nail, and you're going to touch
okay.
up the area with the white. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to look better than what you have. And the great thing
that
about nail
is
polish is
fit.
It comes in all kinds of it comes in all kinds of colors.
Lydia, there's 1,000 whites. That is the problem.
Well, all right. Well, yeah. Well, that. Yeah, I can only go so far to help you, Lydia. Hang on a second, though, because I want to send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat. Allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home's air from your smartphone, brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. Thank you to Lindsay for producing. Thank you to Dave Schwann and Sam Panionovich for doing sports and news.
Good to see you, Lou. Thank
Bob
you.
Bob Ferguson, producing extraordinaire, and Kathy and Judy are walking in the door. How are
hey.
You?
Hey. Hi. Good. I want
you
got to
go see this movie that Mary Beth and I went to
I
go see.
I didn't like it.
Really?
What
not.
Movie?
If that woman walked into
what movie?
Any... Hello, my name is Doris. If oh. that woman walked into any place, if she walked in here
yeah.
every day looking like that,
yeah.
you would call HR. You would.
Okay.
They went so over the top.
But so,
with,
and I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
However, didn't you... But the thing was is that the company that she worked at, they were all young people.
Right, and they only kept her because they had to from the merger.
And,
right.
And they're a lot more, like, they even made the point, like, well, I don't know who she is. Like, they didn't even pay attention to her.
Right.
And normally she was just in that little cube doing her thing.
Right, yeah.
Interesting.
I despised that movie.
Despised?
I despised it. And I
well,
just
they made her look like that mini woman who was the old woman
mini
comedian.
Pearl. They
yeah.
just made her so over the... I think I would have liked it a lot more if they had made her be who she
less,
was,
yeah.
a little less over the top with the outfits and the clothes, and made her sort of seem like... This could be anybody. This could be a regular person that you know
mm-hmm.
that's living this really kind of sad fantasy life. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had a lot of trouble with it. And I love Sally Field.
Yeah.
And what's not to love about that young guy? Hung, hung, hung,
I thought that their chemistry
that
together
was sweet.
Was sweet.
It was very
yeah,
sweet.
It was,
but
he's very
horrible,
good. He's
very... Horribly sad. That one scene was just like, oh,
my,
God,
my God,
no, no,
I
don't
know.
And I
happen.
Say,
don't
go see Eye
in the Sky.
Fabulous moral quandary about the cost of war
and
collateral damage.
And, right, yeah.
It was spectacular
Ooh,
and easy
we
to
both
understand.
Saw it, yeah. Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren, Alan Rickman.
How did Alan Rickman die? I was thinking, did he just have a heart attack or something?
I think so.
Okay.
He's so good.
Aaron Paul. We love Aaron Paul.
Oh, right.
He's the drone pilot.
Breaking Bad guy, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
right. He's the drone pilot yeah. in this. It was a wonderful movie. So anyway, I'm sorry to throw water on your...
That's all right.
My name is Doris.
Great
but,
thing is we all get an opinion.
I know. And,
you know,
and we
is,
get to put ours on radio.
And you're right. And you, you know, the thing is I've always been worried about you two because you guys are all... You ladies are always so concerned about giving your opinions.
Yes, we are. It's what we do. Got to give people...
Right, as Judy just rolls her eyes, whatever.
Well, I remember somebody once said, one of our many program directors, you've got to give people something to bump up against.
Agreed.
You've got to find a place for people to say, I agree or I disagree.
Wait, and I'm thinking of the one who said, have an opinion on it, whether you really do or not, because isn't about truth. It's about entertainment.
Radio. That would be Kevin Matheny.
He's dead.
The late Kevin Matheny. Is he still dead?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's 10:01. Okay.
Have a nice show, ladies. I'm doing the moonwalk out of here.